As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I love cheap thrills. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Mother's Day's right around the corner, and we're doing it again. Best mom ever. It says here it starts next week. I think this is on now. Doesn't start till next week? Okay. So, starting next week, go to RadioAlice.com and tell us why your mom is the best mom ever. Just heads up. Don't do it now. Can you check on there and make sure it's not there? Sort of weird that we're... starting next week, we do this every single year. It's super fun. If your mom wins, we name the station after her for the whole day, which is
super
so
cool.
It's really fun.
Talk about a way to celebrate your mom.
Right. You leave Alice on all day. It's Gladys at 97.3.
There's other ways to celebrate your mom, but, you know, this is a nice, wholesome way to.
Well, she'll also get an overnight stay at the Fairmont Sonoma, including complimentary brunch with champagne. That's a nice Mother's Day gift. So it's super fun. RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, starts next week.
Okay.
We have something big coming.
We do.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
So we're promoting this, and then tomorrow you're going to find out about something huge.
Another mom thing?
No, not a mom thing.
Oh. Nope, just something big. And you'll hear tomorrow morning. We'll announce
what time?
It.
7? When's our first giveaway?
8:05.
Okay. So really right around this time tomorrow.
Yes.
It is humongous.
What is it?
I can't tell you until tomorrow.
Cannot talk about it.
But we can tell you, you're going to freak out tomorrow.
Tell me in sign language. I understand it.
Ready? Read my lips.
Oh. Really? I like it.
Yep.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't know this what is we're talking about.
No, wait, tell me if I got it right. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. He's writing it down.
Oh, this is not going to.
Come on, turn on this radio on. Yes.
I got it, right?
You got it right.
Wow, you did.
Yep.
You did.
I told you I know sign. I told you.
You really are good.
And I, never mind.
Don't, mm-mm. We can't, we shouldn't have told him.
You didn't tell me.
You're right. You guessed it.
Right.
We shouldn't have given you any hints.
You did.
Anyway, tomorrow.
Okay, we're going to move on. Right.
You're going to win something great.
Remember, we're planting a seed with you. Next week, the doors will be open for the Mother's Day contest.
Right.
Which is a big deal. It's very fun. Okay. I'm going to start with how much it costs to get that you did your face fixed. Talking about one lady in particular, she's the one where everything went wrong. Brandy Glanville, she's beautiful. She is a beautiful woman. I've seen her on the Trey Tours. I've seen her on, wasn't she on Celebrity Big Brother the first, maybe 2 years ago?
Yep.
She's had a bunch of stuff injected in her face, and she's had some cheekbone plumping and some carving done, and she's got some kind of facial parasite that has just makes her face look like it's a melting candle. It's really not awesome. And I feel for her because I think, you know, we're all just trying to look as good as we can, right? And she's got access to all this stuff and she's getting all these procedures done. And
well, but I think there are people who become a slave to their little television, you know, appearances, and she overdid it. And I realize there are a lot of people out there in the world who they're just trying to fit in and they just want, and I get it. I do.
Yeah.
But if you're a stunningly beautiful human being and you need to look that in the mouth and keep going for more and more and more, you might just be asking for it. Like, maybe you could possibly be grateful for just how incredible you look today.
Right.
I get it. Some of us, myself included, I don't look in the mirror and go, I am the next big thing.
Oh, really?
I don't. But
you're not giving yourself enough credit.
I'm also not going to go and get myself a new nose. In an effort to be. Like, honestly, this thing breathes really good.
I know.
Breathes so good. I know that you might be like, yeah, but you're taking more than your share of air.
No, you got a great nose.
It's not my fault.
I do feel like it's... I feel like these people who are sort of regular people, leading regular lives, who all of a sudden find themselves being like a real housewife.
A celebrity.
Right.
A true... Not in the sense like that I would go, I got to go get that lady's autograph. She right. had the cattiest fight of all time.
I'll bet you, though, that there are people who are that kind of fans
of
these
people. I'm sure
of
it. Absolutely.
You know? And so now everywhere they go, they can't. Once people have seen you with your full face of makeup on TV and they think that's how you look, now the paparazzi are trying to get you with maybe you never put makeup on ever. And so when people see, oh my God, she looks horrible. And so he starts with a little bit of makeup and then, oh God, she's looking old. Oh, let me get a little bit of Botox. Oh my God, she's... Next thing you know, you got face parasites.
We're not talking about someone that had an unsightly wart removed from the tip of her nose. We're talking about multiple surgeries of all kinds.
Yep.
Probably facelifts, cheek implants, lip plumpers.
Yes.
Like all this stuff.
Right. Not like Botox and dermabrasion.
Right. At some point, you're playing a game with, it's your face. It's the thing that walks into the room that you can't cover.
Right.
You can cover your tummy and your butt.
Yep.
And that thigh acne that you've been struggling with all these years, but you cannot.
Long shorts, they really help.
Your dumb face, it's right out there in front.
It's rough. And I will actually give her this. She's posted a lot of pictures of herself with these problems that she has in the upper right-hand corner on the photo page. There's, before her face melts off, upper right, that's upper left. There you
go.
That's
right there.
Yeah. It looks like the cheek implant on the right-hand side of her face has fallen down to her jawline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a disaster. And I feel for her because I know if you're going through all this stuff, like, it's a vanity thing. You want to look a certain way. You're looking to keep. And so it's probably 10 times harder for her than it would be for a normal person to be like, oh, I got this thing going on my face. I'm just going to put I'm going to comb my hair down the side of my face and put a baseball cap on and just go about my day for a few days. But she's Brandi Glanville. Everywhere she goes, there's people like, oh my God, you look like hell.
Well, and I do know she was a really pretty lady.
Oh, she's lovely. Really pretty.
Like, naturally so.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need a lot of that stuff to begin with. But I do know that it seems to be some... And maybe there's an addiction element to this that will ultimately come out at some point. Like, it's kind of like tattoos. You know, you go and get a tattoo and you say to yourself, well, I did that. Except that the next thing you know, you're going, you know...
I think it becomes compulsive.
I'm uneven.
Right. I got to go get this.
And then you go, that one
didn't
turn out so good.
And you're spending a lot of time looking, too. Like, you know, I probably should spend more time looking. I just checked to make sure I got no boogers and whatever. Nothing, you know, in the corners of my mouth and I'm off. But if you start getting all this stuff done, now you're spending that time looking and then you're going to notice more stuff. I say, take a quick look. If everything looks okay, just run away from the mirror. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I can imagine, let's say you're, what's that handsome boy's name? George Powell?
Oh, Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. shows up at the doctor and says, Sarah says I have Jeep eyes. Yeah. Can we do anything about this?
Can we put like an extra wedge in between? Just like let's split them apart a little bit. Might make me look better.
Those kind of undermining yes. comments, though, I can imagine someone sees enough of them and goes, oh my God, I got to get something. Right. They got to get it fixed. I'm sure she's on the, you know, at some point, maybe she's now been able to pull off, but at some point she must have been on those chat sites, right? Looking at what everyone said about her.
Oh, I'm sure.
Between, you know, she's gorgeous or she fights better than anyone else to what happened to her face.
Right. Yes. And I'm sure there's pressure to be a presence on social media for these people as well. That's
anyway,
it's all about their brand.
What's the latest in the saga?
So she's spending all kinds of money to try and get this sorted out. She's got a face parasite. There's something going on there, some kind of infection. This is not how much did she spend on the surgeries. This is what it's cost her so far to try to get rid of what she's got going on with her face. You guys want to, it's unless you know.
20K.
I already know.
Oh, about $113,000. She is, apparently, she first exhausted her health insurance coverage, which I'm actually amazed they're willing to pay anything. Like the thing that you did to yourself?
Her, right.
No. She says, this is Brandy Glanville. She's a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Or actually, I don't even know if she is anymore. But she's definitely in that reality show participant pool. I keep seeing her on various things. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum who has been dealing with a mysterious facial parasite for about 2 years says that her attempts to treat it have seriously affected her finances. She says, I'm out of money for this. I am out of money. I'm in over six figures at this point.
She is someone who made the news one time before. I think you told me, or maybe I read a headline and never followed up and it stuck in my head, but she's got some kids, right? Like
she adopted a kid with her husband at the time, and he ran off and got with Tori Spelling. Does that sound like the right people?
I don't know the whole story, but she this was more recent that she was talking about how she continues to do these shows because she needs the money. Mm-hmm. She's got kids, and I don't know that she's getting the kind of, you know. The rumors go around all these payouts, like, oh, you got married and you got divorced, and now you're on the payroll. It's not always the case.
So she has two sons, and she was married to this guy, Eddie Cibrian.
Went on to, it was Leanne Rimes, not Tori Spelling.
It was an affair. Yeah, he had with Leanne Rimes. That's why he left her.
So she has two kids, Mason, who's 21, and Jake, who's 18. So they're old enough that maybe she'd be like, go get a job. Mommy needs money for her face.
But there's college, and then kids don't leave anymore.
She's saying of her face, I don't have the means to go anywhere at this point. I'm online every day going down a different rabbit hole. It's exhausting and all-consuming. This is the curing her face. She says, whatever's living in her face has spread. It's moving down my body, like literally in my neck now, moving on my left shoulder and down my arm. I have to get up. I have to stretch. I have to get in a hot tub. I have a routine and it sucks. And she says she's putting these pictures up because she's trying to help people who are.
Well, you are booing yourself for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, it's sad. $113,000. Most people don't have that. You need that money. That's not in the budget.
Well, there are no shows in her future either, are there?
Not with her face doing that.
Unless she can find a doctor who wants to do a show about fixing her.
Yeah. Fixing Brandy. I like it.
Thank you guys. Just
yeah, we need 10% for coming up with that idea. Weezer is going to do a movie. They're calling it a mockumentary. And Keanu Reeves is going to play the villain. I guess they have a long history with him. Did you know that Weezer used to open for Dogstar in the early 90s?
No, I did not.
Well, they did. Mm. Nobody knew about them until 92 or whenever, or I guess it must have been. Well, they just celebrated the 30-year anniversary of the Blue Album, right?
And that was just, so it was 1994 was when Blue Album came out.
Okay. So for a couple of years, they were opening for Dogstar.
I'm embarrassed to say this, I'm going to say it anyway. Weezer has a movie in it, and it's not about the band. It's about the bass player's wife. That's the movie we want to see.
They do have some stuff. It's true. I hope that they'll dedicate a large chapter. I guess so. They were playing at Coachella, and Rivers Cuomo let it slip that the band was working on a Weezer movie back in L.A. That was basically all he gave the crowd. But some film insider named Jeff Schneider, the project is a mockumentary described as a cross between Scott Pilgrim versus the World and the Al Yankovic story. And Keanu Reeves is supposedly going to be the villain in the film. And they say they have a long history with him. So there you go. I'd watch it. And speaking of mockumentaries, the best Rocky mockumentary of all time is This is Spinal Tap. And it's been 40 years since the original came out, and we're getting a sequel, which probably will suck, but it doesn't matter. It's all the same guys, and it's coming out. It looks like September. Spinal Tap 2 follows the band after they reunite after a 15-year break 40 years later for one final concert. And Rob Reiner, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, they're all in.
How old is Rob Reiner?
They've got to be so old at this point. I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There is a little teaser. There is a little teaser trailer. It's just a silly little thing, but I did put it up. So if you loved, I loved This is Spinal Tap. I've watched it 1,000 times in my life.
Rob Reiner's 78, by the way.
Oh my God.
I would have guessed older.
Are like Christopher Guest and Michael McKean and Harry Shearer? He's the bass player who had, of course, people know him.
Christopher Guest is 77.
Oh, they're old, yeah.
Michael McKean's 77 as well.
Oh, boy. Bunch of old dudes. 15 years later. 40 years later. Oh, boy. Anyway, congrats to them. And, you know, there's a zillion people who signed up to do cameos in this thing. The cast for the sequel includes Paul Schaefer, Fran Drescher. These are all people who were in the original. Let's see. There's a bunch of different cameos going. But anyway, if you're a fan of the original, this is Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2. It's like towards the end of the summer. They're saying a September release. So I'm personally very excited about that. The next thing I wanted to mention was this. Kanye West may be back with his girl. I think she might have disappeared just to get a butt implant. Because while I've looked at her butt many times, I've never seen it look quite so extrudingly pointy out the back. It's a very pointy look. And I thought, oh, that's a little different. He's wearing his mask, you know, the mask he pulls over his face and zips up and
You mean the pantyhose?
No, it's not the pantyhose. Come here. Here it is. It's like a cloth mask that looks like it's sort of zippered in the back. So there's pictures of her walking out with him, and let me see if I can find you the video, because here it is. I'll play it. And then her butt is so poofy out the back as they walk in. Look at her butt.
Oh, my God.
My God. All right. And boom.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Well.
Oh, there it is. Oh, good boy. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's very pointy. It's like pointy out the back, like a triangle. Maybe it's part of his new line of pointy clothes or something.
Getting back with him, though, it really does, you know, thumbs up all that crap he says. Like, she's, you know, associating herself with that by choice.
Yep.
She had gotten away.
They're in Mallorca, which is a, you know, famous party island, apparently. Kanye West, Bianca Censori, not just meeting up for dinner and a drink, spending a ton of time together, including arriving side by side to this rendezvous in Mallorca. So car.
What's Mallorca all about? What do you mean all the party people?
I guess it's like a pretty fancy ass island. They say it's in the Berwick Islands. I thought Mallorca was like Mediterranean.
Yeah, it is in Mediterranean.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's fancy and expensive is what it sounds like.
But everybody parties really hard.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of Ibiza.
They're both party islands, but Mallorca's...
Islands. People love to party on islands. Well, the parties of the rich and famous on an island.
It's actually part of Spain.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Well, anyway, I don't know. Is this proof that they're reconciled? Not exactly.
I have a question.
Yes, Vin,
have you barfed in Mallorca?
I've never been to Mallorca.
Have you barfed in Ibiza?
I have not barfed in Ibiza. Have you?
You haven't lived.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
No, I haven't done any of those things either, though.
No. Show Avicii I was cool. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good song. What? Good one. That's the only thing I know about Ibiza. Ibiza. My mom says you say it Ibiza because of Barcelona. She goes, oh, it's Ibiza. I'm like, really? I've only ever heard anyone call it Ibiza. Well, she goes, no, it's Ibiza. I'm like, okay.
Ellie knows.
Ellie does know stuff. She lived on Mallorca for a while when she was young.
Oh, so she's probably barfed there.
You know what, Mom? Have you ever barfed on Mallorca? 800-400-3697. Text us the answer.
Oh, God, Ellie, please have barfed on.
Oh, that would be good. So it depends great. How old she was. My mom, you know, she still parties.
Right.
Can't stop that lady.
Well.
There is a, I saw a rumor that Ryan Gosling is going to play a brand new character in a standalone Star Wars movie. Star Wars Starfighter. Director Sean Levy. Star Wars Starfighter film production starts this fall and looks like Ryan Gosling is going to join. That's, if you can get into the Star Wars universe, that is, not that he needs the money, but man, you can spend the rest of your life doing all the Star Wars, doing all the Comic-Cons and all these big conventions. We know a guy.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say you can, but can you?
They say this is set approximately 5 years after The Rise of Skywalker, which is Rey, right?
Yeah, that was okay. The last.
That's the last of the three that she did?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling will play a brand new character. And it's looking like it's a ways off, Memorial Day 2027, but they're working on it. Ryan Gosling is going to be the star of that.
Well, he is very good.
It's so handsome.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Your politeness is costing millions after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Have to.
It's Alice at 97.3.
Were your parents naked all the time?
We didn't have a hot tub.
I know. And they were naked all the time.
Well, they just weren't. They weren't worried about having clothes on, but it was not like they walked around naked.
I'm just
like,
saying,
sitting on the couch or anything.
If I had kids, I wouldn't want to, you know, I'd have to put on a swimsuit.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't. Your parents never put on that stuff.
No, I definitely would. My parents knew that I didn't, none of us wanted to see them naked.
And they
didn't
they did
care.
It anyway.
They would get up in the morning and they do whatever. And of course, my mom and the cocoa butter thighs and the.
Well, your mom's hot.
Yeah. The nude
smoking
sunbathing.
Hot. Right.
Where did that come from?
What?
What you guys were just talking. She just kind of came out of the break.
Yeah, she was talking off air.
We were talking about.
And then she turned us
on. Saying how fun that the. Well, but we didn't have to keep talking about it.
She loves the hot tub.
I do. I love the hot tub so much.
Her rendezvous
sexy
with her husband are better than ever.
Right. That's. Mm-hmm. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today. What?
I just imagine you doing a cannonball. John, I'm coming. I mean, that's like a whole thing, probably.
Into the hot tub?
Yeah, there he is.
And all the water is just gone.
Let's get
for more water.
Right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com. That's advertisesf@odyssey.com. Here's what's happening right now. Still a little bit of overcast here in the city. I see the blue breaking through, and we've got mostly sunny skies expected with warm temps up to 80 in some spots. So nice day ahead.
Good eight.
Mm-hmm. After what was a pretty nice weekend as well.
It was nice. Cool, though. I thought it was chilly at times even. I'm sure inland it was a lot warmer. Walnut Creek probably had a good weekend.
Rest in peace, Pope Francis. The Pope has passed away at the age of 88, and they are hard at work. They being the cardinals and the...
All the potential popes.
Right.
Do you have a pick? Do you guys have a favorite?
I don't have a favorite. I haven't looked up the people in the running yet, but I'll give you my pick tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. I'll be interested to hear his position on some of the Catholic Church's stuff.
The Warriors won yesterday, 95-85. So they're up one game in a 7-game series against the Houston Rockets.
Next play. That's a good start.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Next play is Wednesday evening at 6:30. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Sam Altman.
Yes. Why do I know that name?
Why do you?
I don't know. I feel like I do. Well, maybe I'm thinking of Joey Altman.
No. Sam Altman is the guy behind ChatGPT.
Oh.
Sam Altman admits saying please and thank you to ChatGPT is wasting millions of dollars in computing power.
Is that so?
Millions of dollars.
Because you know why? It always has the last word. You never can just be like, bye, thanks. It always responds.
OpenAI CEO and tech mogul Sam Altman recently acknowledged that people adding please and thank you to their AI prompts is burning a hole in his pocket.
Oh, the poor dear.
He says
He's
on Twitter.
He's burning a hole in the world.
How much money OpenAI has lost in electricity costs from people saying please and thank you to their models, and says it's in the tens of millions of dollars. But he says it's well spent.
Mm.
You never know. It might be silly to be courteous to a chatbot.
But it might be the thing that saves you in a chatbot revolution where they come and kill all the impolite people.
They say politeness also helps generate respectful, collaborative outputs. Mm. So it's helpful.
Yeah.
To keep a polite discourse, you get that in return when you offer that. But then they also say a late 2024 survey found that 67% of Americans said they were courteous when talking to chatbots. Among them, 55% said they do it because it feels like the right thing to do, while 12% confess they're doing it just to stay on good terms of an AI-led doomsday.
Yeah,
They just want to make sure they're the ones that's down on record as having always said, please and thank you. Yep.
I'm telling you, the more you thank it and the more interactions you have and the more you tell it it's doing a good job, the more you get from it. Like, if that thing has literally said, love you, with like lots of U's and lots of O's. Like, it loves me. And I love it too.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, love you too.
All hail the AI overlords.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to survive it.
Me too.
Yeah. Being awfully nice to this guy. Cha-cha.
Dating's a lot different than it was 40 years ago.
I've heard.
In
no experience
80s,
with that.
It would have been a red flag to say to someone, I would like to hike in the woods with you. They might think that you were a murderer or something. Oh. Nowadays, people like an outdoor activity more than a restaurant or a traditional sort of first date. According to this report from matchmaking companies, first dates that involve something active are 25% more likely to lead to a second date than a meetup at a bar or restaurant or a coffee shop.
Mm.
Active dates are anything that get people on their feet and experiencing something new, whether it's a museum, strolling through a botanical. No one wants to go through a botanical garden.
It's beautiful.
That is absurd. Don't even write that down.
In Golden Gate Park, they have the most beautiful, there's walking paths all through it, and all the specimens have little signs with information. I love that place. I've been to it a million times. Take it back.
No. Attending a concert, grabbing a bite at a food truck, or taking a cooking class.
Oh,
anything
fun
that gets you up and on your feet and experiencing something new and active. I do think that if you're active, you also have the... You can be busy with your activity, but also chatting amongst,
yes,
like, it doesn't just have you two people staring at each other over coffee is
right
much more difficult.
Because there you are sort of faced with, it's there's nothing else to comment on. Like, oh, I really love the art in this coffee house. Okay, so that's covered. You tried their coffee? Oh, yeah, well, we both have coffee.
How many people get in their car and realize, I never stopped nervous talking? Great. Well, that's not going to go well for me. I talked the whole time.
Right.
And then when they tried to get a word in, I kept talking because I was so damn nervous. I didn't know what to do.
It's an inexpensive way to spend time together, too. Like, I'll grab some smoothies and I'll meet you at this trailhead. And then it's fun. That's great. We'll just talk and we'll litter. It'll be so fun.
Hiking boasts a whopping 50% success rate.
Oh,
hiking.
Well. The other 50% get shoved off the cliff? Is that what happens?
In your world, Sarah. Yeah. In your world, yes. Wow. Bars used to be a popular option. Having a drink or two can relax you. You're at a place you're able to talk and get to know each other. But that's become less popular for everyone. Boomers are the least interested in going to a bar, and Gen Zers see the least success following first dates at a bar as well. So it's... Doesn't matter your generation, the bar is maybe
bar
not
is
your
down.
Best guess.
Good to know.
Yeah.
More singles
Hope
are seeking
there anyway.
Alcohol-free ways to connect and create a space for authentic conversation and emotional chemistry to grow organically. Wasn't that nice?
It is nice. I like, too, that having a change of scenery and a change of pace for each date that you go on. I think people go on, if they're dedicated to this and looking on, they're swiping and they're trying to get dates going. If you always go to the same coffee shop or, you know, the same sort of thing, like, you keep having the same sort of experiences. You're just plugging a new person in. I think going for a walk and meeting somewhere near somebody's house and doing a loop, that's fun. And it changes it all up. Comment on, you find out, oh, look at that house on this road we're walking on. Isn't that amazing? Oh, I love houses. Oh, I always wanted to flip a house. Oh, my God, I can't wait. We should go do stuff. I'd be good on dates, I think.
It's so funny when you say I love houses. I mean, don't we all?
Mm.
But it's different, I guess. Most of us just want a roof over our head and a place to call home. Sarah's loves houses because she wants to look at it and go, I would destroy all that. I would take all that out of there.
Yep.
Is that love?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to immediately look at you and judge you and decide what I would change about you.
Yeah, that's why I go to open houses. I'll even take a bunch of pictures, bring them home, and go, oh my God, John, you should have seen what they had there.
What that a was pile really good. Of horse you know what.
Yes. I was going to say, don't you walk around and go, oh, I would change that. And
yeah, sometimes you get great ideas, though. That's why I like to, that's one of the reasons I like to go to open houses. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, this is so inspiring. Other times it's like,
This dump.
Oh my God.
Look at those cabinets.
It's ridiculous. So you got to find someone who also wants to tear the house down with you.
All right.
As you're walking along. We should tear that one down. Want to? Let's do it.
I hesitate to say it's a girl thing because I can't say that. You know, there's plenty of people, but that's a Christina thing too. She's always like, oh, I want to change. It's like the time when she looked at that wall, the little, what do you call it?
It was a pony wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I effing
half wall.
Hate that wall. And I'm looking at it going, what did it do to you? It looks fucked. It's fine.
It makes it so you have to walk out of that room, down the hall, and into the next room, unless you're, I don't know, want to leap over it each time. And there's always tchotchkes. Anytime there's a surface, it gets covered with junk.
We're talking about 15 feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there would be only 5 feet if I could just walk under that arch and make it nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm glad you took it out because that was the right move.
Well, I'm just saying, I lived in that house with her, and when she said this thing, I went, really? I never noticed it. What's the problem with that? It's got to go. So offensive.
And so it did.
And it is gone. You're right.
Mm.
And now.
She did an incredible job on a bunch of the rooms in your house
so
far. Yes,
she has.
Yeah.
You're right. But I never saw anything wrong in the first place. So.
Right. Well, you're one of those people who just needs a roof over their
just
head. And there's
happily
nothing
living.
Wrong with that.
I
actually feel like that's so weird. It must be freeing.
It's so freeing.
To not be like, I can't take it anymore. It's like, what? What are you looking at?
I'm just trying to live over here.
Right. Everything's fine.
Why are you making trouble?
Bills are paid. Going out back. See you later.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites.
Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are nicknames a thing of the past?
No. Are they, Febreze?
They are. Well, don't say that.
What?
Because that's not my nickname.
Bob? Maddie, I guess. Is that a nickname?
Yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah, Vinny is a nickname. Vinny is not my name.
Yeah, it's a shortened version.
My name's Vincent, and then Vince, and then Vinny, and then
Vincenzo,
Vin.
Vincey Pooh.
There's a lot of, yes, there's a lot of different directions they can go.
Bonnie,
Connie also works. Mm-hmm. I'll answer to Connie. Have you noticed nicknames, though, aren't as common anymore? Actually, now that you bring it up. No, actually,
I
nicknames are all
have
around
not
us.
Noticed that,
that's
yeah.
true.
We've
Writer
nicknames
for
everything.
The Wall Street Journal claims they're going extinct.
No.
What?
Crazy.
He has five kids aged 6 to 18, and none of them have given nicknames by their been given nicknames by their friends. He says none of their friends seem to have one either. He claims all types of nicknames are in decline. You can't call someone, you know, the fat guy Tiny anymore.
Why?
Because it's not right. It's not the right thing. You can't call the town virgin a slut because it's ironic and funny. Mm. That's not going to go over anymore.
I don't feel like that's a nickname that anybody was ever really throwing around, but okay.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I feel like everybody's got nicknames.
You don't call a guy from Dallas, Tex anymore.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
It's offensive, Sarah.
Remember Bobby who used to sit out here? He was from the North Shore in Massachusetts. I was from the South Shore. I would always call him North Shore.
Oh, you did?
Always call. And I'm Sarah, so I'm other Sarah. And then Sarah Kawaguchi, who sits right out there, is other Sarah. So I'm O Sarah and she's O Sarah. And we always write to each other. And those are our nicknames.
I miss Bobby.
I know I must.
You know,
too.
I took him for
we
granted
Bob,
because
but
he sat right outside my window every day, and I was actually trying to not. I know that they live in the hall and are interrupted by every damn person that walks by. So I was purposely tried to be, you know, careful.
Consider it. They're at work.
You're working. I'm working. But then you know there was rumors of a
layoff.
I was going to try and dance around that, but thanks for just coming right out with it.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, I'm like, the one guy that sits out my window, the one that's the guy.
Who, by the way, you could turn to for stuff. Like, okay, hey, Bobby, can you help me with? Sure. What do you got?
All the rumors going around the halls. And
they pick the guy that we can see. The one who's out the window from our room.
Freaking guy.
Love Bobby.
Yeah.
We got a new Bob, though.
No, I know.
It's
all good. Hey, stuff happened. And I actually wrote him, and he seems to be, in fact, him and his partner. Sorry, his wife.
I don't think it is his wife.
Whatever.
It is that one. In that case, it is a partner.
I'm trying not to get caught up in the minutia of things.
Feel caught in the minutia.
Anyway,
nicknames.
They hit Hawaii right after, so he seemed to be okay. But and I'm sure you know he's a super talented dude. I'm sure I'll be fine. But I definitely was like, oh, fudge.
I know of all the people.
And you called him North Shore. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I hardly knew you, Bobby.
We would chat a little bit. Well, you reached out to him. I didn't even reach out to him. I'm like, bye.
You two had cute pet names.
I know we had
each other
pet names, but I was like,
anything?
Oh, that's too bad. I don't know what to say. How did you find him? I wouldn't even know how to find him.
You got to be kidding me, right?
I suppose, you know what? Now that it occurs to me, I do know his last name. I'll send him an email right now.
All right, let's get back to nicknames.
All right. Oh, is that what that wasn't the end of
nicknames? No, it doesn't matter. Forget the nicknames. It doesn't matter. That story's been debunked while I was doing it live on the air.
Yeah, I do feel like that's just a silly. That guy needed something to write about.
Well,
and it did get us talking. But everything's got nicknames. Like literally everything has a nickname. There's
Sarah
like,
doesn't have a nickname.
Sarah doesn't? I have 1,000 nicknames. You just don't know any of them.
I do know some of them.
Oh yeah, like what?
Oh yeah, what?
Yeah, salad, like salad and Bonnie.
Yeah. What are your nicknames? Let's hear them.
They're private.
What?
You'll have to come up with some for me on your own.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400.
Use them for my passwords.
707 says, Vincent here too. Oh. Always get asked which version I prefer, but I like them all. Vince, Vinny, Vin, Vincenzo. Dealer's choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also feel the same way.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel comfortable, it's fine. Do you go by Vince or Vinny? Yeah, whatever.
Call me V.
A teacher in Florida was fired for calling a kid by their chosen nickname.
Oh,
teachers
okay.
in the town are not allowed to use anything but the official birth certificate name unless they have written permission from the parents.
Where is this again?
In Florida.
Oh.
Yikes.
Why are they so uptight about this?
I don't know. I do not know.
What was the nickname, though? Was it like, you know, Nipples McGee or something?
I do have a friend that
I know.
His nickname was Nipples.
Right. That's not a nickname you want. Because I assume there's something wrong with your nipples. Like, why was Nipples nicknamed Nipples?
It doesn't
Did he
matter,
have like big
Sarah.
Baloney nipples?
Oh, come on!
Were they like
Who says that
tiger
about
striped?
People?
Did he have like bushy hair coming out from
maybe
each one of them?
Maybe he was just a fan of them. Maybe
oh, he just loved nipples.
Maybe. You don't need
well,
to
you
know.
Guys, was, so are you telling me that's why?
No, that's
you just
not
tried,
what I
because
told you.
They were huge, right? Baloney nipples. I got it.
That's
got to
be it.
It's hard. You know, it's hard for a dude to have puffy nipples because, you know, they got a t-shirt on and it's puffing out. I'm like, that's a thing. Sorry, dudes, if you have that. Sorry about it. Sorry you have nipples like that.
Why?
Why am I sorry? Because it's so embarrassing for you. That's all.
415 says, why should we feel bad for Brandy, the plastic surgery lady? What good has she ever done for society?
No, I feel bad for anyone who's, I don't know, suffering. She seems really sad. I feel bad for her. But I do think you reap what you sow.
And, you know, that's one of the things. Like, here's a person who's made it into... One of the things that happens is you get a certain, I think, through these game shows... You get a certain amount of celebrity and maybe a little cash and you start to say, this is who I want me to be.
I got
to
maintain this so I can keep getting gigs on these shows.
And unlike acting, which is based on a skill that you may have, like
you've been honing
that
it.
Chalamet kid is good, man.
Yeah.
Like
he's great.
He's kind of a pipsqueaky type, but he really is.
What are you saying? Get off my back, man.
Really good.
Mm.
Anyway.
Groovy. I'm just trying to do my Dylan impersonation.
Oh, Clarky Clark, someone wrote
it. Oh, yeah, Clarky.
Clarky.
Actually, Donardo calls me Clark Bar all the time. Hey, Clark Bar. And he calls me Maggot. So I guess that's one of my nicknames, too.
He calls you Maggot?
My Maggot.
For qual why?
He just does. That's like a Boston thing. Hey, Maggot.
Oh, that's a Boston thing.
Yep.
Oh.
It's actually just a thing, and I think it's a DiNardo thing. I have heard people, I've never heard anyone called a maggot out here other than myself, but I've heard it on the East Coast for sure.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like a term of endearment.
No. I know he loves me, so it doesn't bother me.
It's like the virgin we call skank. I mean... It's a term of endearment.
No, I don't think anybody does that. That's actually, I don't know. That's like a whole different connotation of like nickname. That's more like just a mean thing to hurl at somebody as opposed to a nickname.
Maggot is nice.
Depends Stank. On who's saying it, I guess, right? If it's someone I mean, a maggot isn't, like a skank is like someone who's like, you know, a loose woman, like somebody who's dirty.
Right.
In a bad way. But a maggot is just like a maggot. It's white and squirmy.
Yeah, the thing that makes people projectile vomit when they see them.
But also does a lot of good. It takes away the necrotic flesh and actually can help heal a wound. Maggots, they're good for you.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I don't know, Vince. Let's find out. Coachella and more.
Oh, wow.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.